Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John Brennan sent me a text and he said it's the Queen's fault. She should knight Keith Richards and there'd be no problems. Why not? I don't know if this qualifies as yacht rock, but it's the closest thing the Stones have, and it'd be cool to listen to on a yacht. I've decided I'm going to expand the definition a little bit.
It's whatever you want to hear on your boat, man. That's what's up.
Right, because, I mean, I get one day a week to play my music. It's my yacht, bitches.
Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
History of drug and alcohol abuse or no?
He stopped when Keith overdosed. I think it was the 70s, maybe.
Right.
So he's been, I don't know if he's squeaky clean. I think he probably still drinks, but I don't think he does the hard drugs anymore.
I was thinking maybe the beef came about, like, and the drugs were fueling it kind of thing, you know?
The drugs are an issue, but I think only because Mick wishes those guys would clean up their act a little bit. Like, not just Keith, but a couple of the other guys, too.
Okay.
And they're a little, they play a little fast and loose when it comes to substances. So much so that they said Keith and Ron Wood did so many drugs that they thought they were late to the show, so they go running up on stage, and it's the opening act.
Oh. Oh. Hey, over here. If you need me.
I saw the Stones in Tampa.
I want to see that show.
88, and the opening band, I was more excited about the opening band than I was the Stones. Living Color opened up. They put on an incredible show.
Okay.
Oh, that was a great show. That was when we did security for our fraternity. You had to do it for community service hours. So we did a lot of weed confiscation that day. Hey, tell you what, you give me that and I won't call the cops over here.
You were in charge of that. Wow, that's awesome.
Yellow shirt, man. I could do anything I want to. People do anything. So Donald Glover, I guess during the filming of Community, was the target of racial jokes, if you will, and abuse, as the creator of the show said, and never said a word about it. He was working in there, and Chevy Chase, who, man, Fletch, Vacation, so many classics from the 80s, the 70s too, Under the Rainbow, and into the 90s and 2000s. Turns out he's such a dick of a human being that even, I think you said, Joel McHale, who he worked with, had bad things to say.
Oh, yeah, he went to fight him.
Yeah, and now the creator of that Community show said that during the filming of it, Chevy was so threatened by Donald Glover, everybody knew it, like, 'cause Donald, natural talent, charisma, right. a good guy, it seems like. Chevy was so, knew that his time was over, so he would, like, make racial jokes in front of everybody to try to embarrass Donald Glover. And they asked Donald Glover about it, and now he said, yeah, that happened, and my reaction then is my reaction now. It's sad when you see a comic legend fail to grasp the fact that they're not the big dog anymore.
He wasn't the big dog on that show either,
no,
though.
Not, yeah.
His role wasn't as big as Donald Glover's,
yeah,
role.
But for him, Chevy, he's always going to want to be the king.
I don't understand the context in which he would just start spewing this stuff.
Me either.
Are they doing like a table read and he's just like...
That's the impression I got, is that in the guise of humor that he would try to get away with stuff like that. And
well, Donald Glover wasn't the only black person on that. Well, you know what? It's not necessarily about who's black on the show.
Right.
Why did everybody else let that slide?
That's a great question. Why are we just finding out about this now?
Because they got to come to work, you know, with that guy too.
Donald said, quote, "I just saw Chevy as fighting time. A true artist has to be okay with his reign being over. I can't help him if he's thrashing in the water, but I know there's a human in there somewhere. He's almost too human." Chevy would make racial jokes between takes or try to interrupt Glover's scenes, telling him, "People think you're funnier because you're black." Wow. That's so sad that you see a guy that you loved as a comic actor on Saturday Night Live and he's so insecure about letting go of that fame and that fortune that he has to he's got to go at a guy like Donald Glover, who, by the way, Donald Glover is friggin' hilarious and amazingly talented.
It must be man, Donald Glover to just kind of not respond to that and just kind of let Chevy play himself. It must have been really bad, because if it's so bad, and everybody sees it, you don't really have to respond. Because
right.
the guy's playing himself so hard, it'll come back.
That's the thing, is I think he figured at the time there's no point in even getting upset about this because all these people see it. They see him for what he is. So you be you, Chevy.
That's sad.
You be you. What's up, Paul?
No, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim. What's up?
Hey, you were talking about that Stone show. I was there. Mm-hmm. I will never forget it. It was memorable in many ways. Mm-hmm. My car threw a rod on the way over on the Courtney Campbell, so I had to drive about 10 miles an hour to the Sombrero.
That's a bummer.
And then when we get there, my girlfriend and I are walking up, and this chick has a bunch of Evian water, and she asked me if I'd like to help her. I'm like, yeah. My girlfriend's like, you're not going with her. Like, I'm pretty sure they're taking them to the Stones. But anyway, we get to our seats, and this dude asks my girlfriend, he goes, is your name Amy? She goes, yeah. And he goes, here. And it was five rolled joints.
Five rolled joints.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. I think you're listening to Donald Glover over that guy all day, or day, right? That clean, though. I mean, come on. Clean should be clean.
I never...
Like, why?
More on that later.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I heard something.
Should the clean version contain the N-word?
That's
questionable, right?
That's very questionable.
Yeah.
No, it's not questionable.
That's not the clean version.
That's not clean at all.
No, okay, thank you. All right, good. I mean, the artist
clean,
put it in
clean, you can play
there.
In front of your grandma.
Right, clean, I can play in front of everybody, and we can all have fun listening.
That's a bad example. Most grandmas still embrace that.
You didn't even react when that word came on, though.
What?
You didn't react. I said, hey, that's no good right there.
Well, I mean, he did.
He didn't even flinch.
It's a clean version. I was
he
like,
got rid of
it. So, yeah.
He did kind of stutter.
Trust no one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Hello, Mike.
It beeped ovaries.
Hey, Drew, what's going on, brother? Hey, I wanted to tell you, I graduated in 75, and it was called work experience, which most kids don't have today. But it was called work experience when you got to leave school and supposedly go to a job.
Work experience. Supposedly? What job?
When you went to work.
What is happening? What, you all right?
I mean, get that looked at, man.
What happened?
Is she okay?
Yeah.
All right. You and Micah.
She thinks I'm funny. Of course, everybody else does, too, but mostly funny looking. So, but, you know, looks aren't everything.
They sure aren't, but you should be a little more confident in yourself.
No, you really shouldn't.
Hey, you know, I was thinking the same thing, especially being a first-time caller. I mean, you would think I would be a little more shy.
You know what that was? That was the first time in radio. Shut up. Shh, shh, shh. That was the first time in radio. That was the first time in radio. Oh, all right. Hold on. We'll get to your story. All right, we're going to get to your story. Just shut up for a second, sir.
What? Did you say something?
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to shut up so I can say that that's the first time in radio history that anyone's ever said first-time caller, not at the beginning of their phone call. Like most everyone at the very beginning says first-time caller. You waited 4 minutes and 50 seconds into your long-winded phone call before you said it. Now go on. Once you met me.
I know. Well, see, that makes me different from everybody else that calls.
I wouldn't say so.
That's not it.
But you said once I met Drew, ... which are ellipses. Ellipses notes.
Yeah. Oh, no, man. I met you down at the Angelus Charlie Daniels event in December.
Oh, that's a great event. How did we meet?
I walked up and said, hi, Drew. I listen to your station now. Great, man.
Oh,
and you turned around and walked away. I was like, oh, okay. I figured that much.
Liar. You're a liar. You're a liar.
I've been with the Angelus for 35 years, buddy, and I'll tell you, we really appreciated you being out there and helping us out.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be part of it every year. I think this is like my third or fourth year, and to the work that you guys do for those Angelus people, it's amazing, man. So you should feel really good about that. You should feel bad about lying that I just walked away from you, but you should feel good about the work that you do.
Now, listen, Drew, you know that once you meet somebody, mm-hmm. you turn around and walk away because there's somebody else that wants to meet you, too. So, come on now.
I mean, I have to, like, did you not get conversations?
That means you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I'm just wondering, did you get enough? Did you not get some sort of conversation that you were, how can a guy who works for charity be such a dick? Like, it's odd, isn't it?
So was that a genuine thank you he gave you for helping
really
out?
It's really easy, though.
I don't think so.
It's really easy because they had you there, remember? Oh! Oh, yeah, buddy.
Is this really
happening? He gave you like four hot jumps.
Is this really happening right now?
He's having a whole conversation with himself.
He really is. Oh, my God. This is the most annoying individual I think I've ever talked to in my life.
Whoa.
And he
called. Thank you. I do appreciate that because you know what? It is very true. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're not the first person to tell me that, but that's okay.
You don't say. I think I might love him, actually. I think I can't decide whether I love or hate him. I'm really...
Well, he loves you.
You got to get a little more.
It sounds like he hates me.
No, he loves you.
It doesn't sound like he
it
loves
sounds
me.
Like he called to bash millennials.
But, hey, Drew.
Yes.
I love you, Drew. Okay.
But...
I just do because you're such a wonderful... warm human being.
Okay, no,
you know?
I hate him for sure.
Yeah,
totally hate him. Now I love him again.
Oh, see, you know, what's not to love, though? No. Hey, we just need to spread more love around. That's all.
That's
hate.
True.
Back to hate. Yep, totally back to hate. Listen, man, it's a pleasure catching up with you. What?
All right, Drew. Take care, brother.
You too, Mike. We'll see you in December at the Angelus group thing. Again.
Absolutely. I'll see you before then because I'll see you when you're outside of the Walmart with all the toys and stuff. That's another great thing you guys do, man. That is so flipping awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's actually
absolutely.
It's actually after the Angelus benefit in December, so we won't see each other until December, which is the way I said it, which is the way I like it. So thank you. Stay away.
Oh, it was after the event. You're right. Yeah, see? No, you're always right. What was I thinking?
I hate him so much. Freaking hates
it's like
guy.
Stick and move. Stick
and
move.
This guy, I can't pin him into the corner.
He's good. He's good.
He's doing the rope-a-dope on me. He's doing on the Ali rope-a-dope. This is so crazy.
He waited for the right time to make his first call ever. He was prepared.
You did, man. I commend you on this call that you made. It's the Bombo Genesis of telephone calls. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, all right?
Hey, you do the same. Everybody, too, also. Thank you, guys. Sorry. Love the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Man, that's a new technique. He did the insult... quick. He said, yeah, you turned around on me. Thank you for coming out. It meant so much.
Oh, man. I couldn't even have time to... Wow, that was a slippery little pig there to try to spit. You remember in rodeo? Well, you guys didn't go to many rodeos.
No, my dad,
when we moved to Orlando, would take me to the stupid rodeo out in Poinciana and Kissimmee.
The Silver Spurs.
Yeah, and they did a grease pig thing where they would grease a pig, and the kids would have to run. And I think whoever tackled the pig was the winner. It was all I don't know what it was like Vaseline
Good
or something.
Good luck, man.
I always wanted to do it, but my dad said it would ruin my clothes, and it probably would. I was like, man, come on, man. Let me live. I want to go and chase the greased pig.
Every now and then in Orlando, you see in the news that somebody took one to the mall.
Yeah.
They just released one in the mall.
Just a pig, yeah.
Yeah, a greased pig.
I remember that. Yeah. Yep. Like,
Berksville every Friday night.
the old greased pig in the mall trick. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up on those bomb Genesis storms. They categorize them between an A through an F, and they're expecting this one to reach about a D.
And I'm going to say D, and he's going to say D's nuts. That's what's going to happen.
No, I mean, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, cool. Thank you.
Do some research.
No. No, we don't. People always say, you might want to do some research before you. No, we're not here to do research. We read the news stories that we're going to talk to you about, but we're not here to research. We're not Snopes.
Snopes.
They do a lot of research. 727-579-1025. Well, an hour on the bone wouldn't be complete if we didn't talk to Jay Frank. What's up, Jay Frank?
Hey, what's going on, Drew? How we doing today?
With this phone call, Jay Frank gets his own personal mug in that to hang on the wall. You know, when you go to a beer place and you get like 100 beers, they hang your mug on the wall.
Nice. Congratulations,
Jay Frank! You just got your own personalized mug hanging on our wall. Yay!
Hey!
Oh,
That's cool. You know this. This morning was the first time I actually talked to Castle.
Look at that. How did it go for you? Did they treat you with respect and dignity?
Yeah, I had to turn him on to he was talking about going out to Wet n' Wild and watching a concert, and he was talking about a rapper named Tom G, and I had to let him know that Tom G was actually from Tampa.
Oh, Tony T, also from Tampa, the great incarcerated rapper. Wasn't it Tony T?
No.
Who was it?
Tampa Tony.
He does.
Dirty Sanchez song.
What?
Dirty Sanchez song. It's a good song.
Yeah, but Anyway, the reason I called is you was talking about the fallout with Keith Richards.
Yeah.
Keith Richards and Mick Jagger.
We're going to revisit that.
And, okay.
And you forget about a rock band I like, ZZ Top. Did they ever have a fallout?
I think they had a whip it out and see whose beard is longer contest.
Their beards got they caught on fire
between Billy Gibbons and the other dude, Dusty, whatever. But no, I don't know anything about the inner workings of ZZ Top.
Well, they brothers? I always thought they were brothers.
No, yeah, that's racist thinking that all white dudes with beards look alike or have to be brothers.
Hey, but the one guy without the beard, last name was Beard.
That is so crazy. The only guy in ZZ Top without a beard, the drummer, Mike Beard, which is nuts
that
to me.
That wasn't his real name.
But thank you, Jay Frank. Good to hear from you. Mike, I'm sorry. Can we revisit what you just said?
Yeah, the Dirty Sanchez. It's a song by Tampa Tony. You never heard it?
No, I haven't.
So,
do you know what it's about?
Well, I mean, I can put two and two together.
Right.
Well, do that for us.
What two are you putting? Yeah.
It's a rap song.
Right.
Talking about the Dirty Sanchez, and there's a dance that goes with it. I know what the Dirty Sanchez is.
Okay. Then why do you keep saying it?
Because that's the name of the song.
I don't think
she does, right?
She knows, no.
Yes,
no
I way. Do, and I, there's a dance move.
No.
What's the dance move?
The Dirty Sanchez.
Show us the dance move.
I'm not going to do
please,
the dance
for
move.
The
oh, you know how
God,
to do it?
You have to
yeah,
do
yeah
it.
I used to. Please, whenever I played
please,
basketball,
please.
That's how we would warm
just
up for games.
Like you're playing basketball.
Please, yeah.
But we're not playing basketball.
Do the Dirty Sanchez.
I'm not going to do the Dirty Sanchez.
Come on, I'll sing ZZ Top for you.
I can't do the Dirty Sanchez, the ZZ Top.
We're almost right around. And I check the town.
It's the best impression I do.
But I shag off right.
Do the Dirty Sanchez.
You know what? Just let me know if you want to go.
This isn't like the David Lee Roth thing.
To the home out of rain. They got a lot of those girls.
So on and so forth. Now do Dirty Sanchez.
I'm
would
not
you?
Gonna do it. You gotta look up the song.
I'm
though.
Trying to look up the video.
You're gonna a lot like what you see.
Tampa Sanchez.
I haven't seen a Dirty Sanchez song by Tampa Tony. I see Bendova.
No, it's Tom G. Right?
Oh.
Is it?
No, a Tampa Tony.
Oh, Tampa. Man, it's too many T's.
Dirty Sanchez
Bendova,
song.
Did you say?
Tony.
Bendova.
Yes, Bendova.
Bendova.
Yeah. I don't think you're gonna find a clean version.
Do you think, it's
back,
a clean
Hope?
Version of Bendova no. by Tampa Tony? Probably not.
I don't recall anything dirty. This is not
slow
it.
Down,
not it. Run it back. 112 and
Manila. Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack Ho is all I need to hear. Sugar Shack Ho. Okay.
Tampa Sanchez.
This isn't the Ryan Seacrest show, okay? No more requests.
Oh, speaking of Ryan Seacrest, you saw about him, right?
What happened?
Do you believe, the allegations?
He's trying again. You know what he's doing.
What's he doing?
Man, I mean.
He's, they,
no one seems to be outraged.
Man, no one believes this lady, and I I believe this lady. I don't know. He's got deep pockets, though. You haven't read the sexual harassment allegations?
I heard the initial stuff that was a month and a half ago.
Yeah, and they sure did clear him awful quickly.
That is true.
She was his stylist, and he would call her over to his house at Saturday nights when he would go out and press his you know what against her, his wreck you know what against her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what she said, huh?
That's what she said. Right.
Stylists get very close. They'll brush up against you.
They will. They will. I know. They've cleared him, though, and he's going on.
And he
on
said
to be,
he was erect. She said he was erect.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
No,
erection.
Because, yeah.
I just thought he would have been offended.
Please put your clothes back on. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. The craziest news is that local incest story that you sent me 2 days ago.
Ooh, local incest.
I mean, nothing says Florida like a nice local incest story. I want my mommy next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.